for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joelle Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription Shop is 233-4017.
Support for KRVS is provided by the University of Louisiana at Lafayette Press, publishing books about Louisiana for Louisiana, online at ulpress.org.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Still no deal between the White House and Congress to avoid those steep spending cuts and the expiration of some tax cuts in January. With the calendar about to move into December, the window of time is closing on efforts to avoid the fiscal cliff. NPR's David Wellner reports President Obama heads to a toy factory in Pennsylvania today, hoping to get the public behind him on taxes and spending.
Mr. Obama is traveling to a Tinker toy factory outside Philadelphia as he tries to persuade reluctant Republicans to tinker with tax rates for the wealthiest Americans. GOP lawmakers have balked at the latest White House offer to raise taxes on the rich while keeping tax rates low for everyone else. With this road trip and other campaign-style tactics, Mr. Obama is hoping to put public pressure on Congress to bend. If they don't, middle-class families will see an automatic tax hike on January 1st. Toy makers and others worry that could be bad for their business. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Consumer spending in the U.S. dropped last month. The Commerce Department says spending declined 0.2% in October, the weakest number in 5 months. Chief Economist Scott Brown at Raymond James & Associates says Hurricane Sandy was a big factor.
Yeah, obviously are seeing effects from Hurricane Sandy. We already saw a drop reported in unit auto sales in October. Much of this is going to be temporary. Expect to see a rebound in activity in November and December.
Incomes were flat last month, also kept down by the effects of Sandy in two dozen states. Hostess says there are now more than 100 suitors interested in buying its popular brands, such as Twinkies and Ho-Ho's. NPR's Elsa Chang reports top executives at Hostess will be receiving bonuses worth up to $1.8 million as the bankrupt company sheds 18,000 jobs.
Hostess says it needed to offer that incentive pay to keep 19 high-level managers around to help wind down the company. Two of those executives could be getting additional bonuses if they help liquidate the company quickly. A bankruptcy court okayed these rewards after giving the snack maker approval to shut down its business. At least 15,000 union workers will be terminated immediately. The company says that fast firing would allow the employees to apply for unemployment benefits right away. Hostess says it decided to shut down after a baker's union refused to make concessions on benefits. Elsa Chang, NPR News.
The Senate today passed tougher sanctions on Iran. The vote was 94-0. The sanctions are aimed at Iran's energy sector, ports, shipping, and shipbuilding. At last check on Wall Street, stocks were trading mixed. The Dow was up 1 point. The Nasdaq was down 3 points. This is NPR News from Washington. The streets of Cairo are crowded with protesters today. They're vowing to stop Egypt's draft constitution, approved by Islamist allies of President Mohamed Morsi after an all-night session. It's the second such protest since Morsi granted himself sweeping new powers. Critics say Morsi and his Muslim Brotherhood are monopolizing power nearly 2 years after Hosni Mubarak was forced out. A nationwide referendum on that draft constitution is to be held in mid-December. There's a push for federal prisons to shorten the terms of terminally ill and incapacitated inmates. NPR's Janine Herbst reports Human Rights Watch and the group Families Against Mandatory Minimums put together a report on the costs.
The report shows the average cost to keep a prisoner in a medical facility was a little more than $40,000 in 2010, compared to a little more than $26,000 for a healthy prisoner. The two advocacy groups want the Federal Bureau of Prisons, the BOP, to recommend that more elderly and terminally ill patients be released on compassionate grounds. The BOP oversees more than 218,000 inmates, but has recommended an average of only two dozen compassionate releases a year since 1992. Federal prisoners can't seek a compassionate release on their own. Only the BOP has the authority to file a motion requesting consideration. Janine Herbst, NPR News, Washington.
Some residents in southern New Jersey are being forced from their homes by the derailment of a freight train. It happened this morning on a bridge. Several tanker cars carrying hazardous materials tumbled into the creek below. Nearly a dozen people are being treated at a hospital. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Focus Features with Anna Karenina, from the director of Atonement and Pride and Prejudice, and starring Keira Knightley, now playing everywhere.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the next 3 hours, and we start off by going back to 2008, running up to Baton Rouge and listening to Kenny Neal doing a piece called Louisiana Stew.
In the Louisiana stew. We love our music, our food too. It ain't had nothing till you taste our food. The alligators chilling, crawfish too, catfish swimming in the Louisiana stew.
really me. After all the wrong that I've done, I bet you're surprised to see me. Consider me. I can't make it without your love. Can't you see? Let me love you. Let me love you. Yes, yes, eternally. Consider me.
Reconsider Me. That was Brian Lee on guitar and vocals from his Just in Time Records release. My Lady, Don't Love My Lady is the name of that particular disc. And Brian Lee, let me see, he released that one back in 2009. He's had a number of discs out over the years. He was preceded by Kenny Neal. Kenny originally from Baton Rouge, from his disc Let Life Flow that came out in 2008. We heard Kenny on guitar and vocals doing a number called Louisiana Stew. Next year on KRVS, we're going to stick with Louisiana. Brian Lee, for it was close to a decade, played at the old Absinthe House in the French Quarter in New Orleans until they switched to disco. So he's had a good long run in the Crescent City. And we're going to turn to someone else that is sort of at the top of the game as far as New Orleans music is concerned. And, of course, is Mac Rebennack, Dr. John. We're going to go back to a disc he had out in 1992 called Going Back to New Orleans. It's his reworking, in many cases, of a number of wonderful tunes associated with the city of New Orleans. We're going to listen to his treatment of an old Jelly Roll Morton tune that commemorates the life and legend of Buddy Bolden, who was, some say, the first great jazz cornetist. There's a story about him going spectacularly insane during a Labor Day parade, and I think it was 1907, but the truth of the matter is that he had schizophrenia, and he just went nuts. Well, not during the parade, but anyway, he lived for quite a long time after that, but in institutions. Here is Dr. John with a number called I Thought I Heard Buddy Bolden Sing.
Shout, girl, you're rusty, you're crusty, you don't know what it's all about, you're rambunctious, obnoxious, gonna put you out. I thought I heard Buddy Bolden shout, I thought I heard Judge Fogerty say, getting 30 days in a parish without no pay. Giving good room to sweep up the house of deeds. I thought I heard Judge Fogerty say them words to me.
Support for KRVS comes from Trails, helping build and maintain more bikeable, multi-use pathways and walkable communities throughout Louisiana. Trails focuses on designing bike and pedestrian trails by way of grants, fundraising events, and supporting and promoting bicycling and walking events. Details online at latrail.org.
Just a little philosophy. Once I lived the life of a millionaire, spending my money, honey, I didn't care. Was taking my friends out for a mighty good time. And oh,
I drank that good gin, champagne and wine. But oh, just as soon as my money got low, I couldn't find no friends and I had no place to go. But if I ever get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna hold on till that eagle brings. 'Cause I found out that nobody wants you. Nobody wants you when they found out that you're down and out. When in your pocket, oh, there's not one penny. Oh, man, them good friends, I'm telling you that you haven't got any. But, oh, just let you get up on your feet again. And here they all come telling you they're your long lost friends. But this I wanna tell you, and about it, I have no doubt that nobody wants you. No, nobody needs you. No, 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 nobody wants you. Get up on your feet again. And here they all come telling you they're your long lost friends. But this I wanna tell you, and about it, I got no doubt that nobody wants you. No, nobody needs you.
Deacon John from his disc Deacon John's Jump Blues. That disc came out in 2003. Deacon John with a cover of a tune made famous by Bessie Smith back in, late 20s, maybe early 30s. A very interesting sort of nod to the Great Depression, the crash and the Great Depression that follows. Deacon John was preceded by Dr. John, and both, of course, from New Orleans. We heard Dr. John from the disc Going Back to New Orleans doing a rendition of I Thought I Heard Buddy Bolden Say the Old Jelly Roll Morton tune. Danny Barker was on that track with him, both on vocals and guitar, the late Danny Barker. Next here on KRVS, we have another recording featuring Dr. John, this time in a supporting role, both vocally and on keyboards. We're going to go back to 1984 and music from Spencer Boer, and he lived for quite a while in the Crescent City. Here's Spencer along with Dr. John, Shopping for Clothes.
Shopping for a suit the other day, walked in the department store. I stepped on the elevator and told a girl, dry goods floor. When I got off, the man walked up, he said,
what can I do for you?
I said, show me all them sports clothes like you supposed to. He said,
sure, man, come on in, dig these fabrics laying on the shelf. Pick out one, try it on, stand in the mirror and dig yourself. Suit is pure herringbone.
Yeah, that's a suit I like to own.
But buddy, that suit is you.
Yeah, I believe it too. I see for the businessman, you feature the natural shoulder, retail, wholesale, indeed. It's got the walking shot and the custom cuff.
You get it at a steal.
For the playboy, the latest in tweed with the cutaway flap on twice. That's a box back, two-button western model.
Ain't that nice? Those buttons are solid gold.
You made a deal. Sold. Suit out of the store, so I said, now you go back and get that paper, let me sign in the dotted line, and I'll make sure I get every payment in right on time. He said,
wait a minute, buddy, let me run a check on you.
He come back, he said,
sorry, but your credit don't go through.
Ain't that a shame?
I'm out here on this road walking. Only way I can get there is walk. Don't have no car. And my shoes is almost gone. But I'm going down to Big Leg Emma's house. I know I'll be all right when I get there. The road kind of dusty, but I can make it. That's why I say I have to keep walking. I have no car or nothing. So boys, let's walk, let's walk. Follow me. Walk on now. talking about. Live across the street over there. Now let's go over there. And you boys will have a nice time. You can believe me. So let's go.
Champion Jack Dupree from a disc called One Last Time. The disc came out in 93. Jack had passed away in January of 1992. A very, very colorful figure, especially in his Mardi Gras outfit, his Mardi Gras Indian outfit. He was raised in the same orphanage in New Orleans as was Louis Armstrong. Champion Jack Dupree on piano and vocals, Big Leg Emma. Before hearing Jack, we heard Spencer Boren with special guest Dr. John. They were doing a number called Shopping for Clothes from Spencer's album Born in a Biscayne. Next year on KRVS, we've been in the Crescent City for a while. Let's head down to Houma. Here's music from Tab Benoit from his first disc that came out back in 1992. One of many Tab on guitar and vocals with the title track Nice and Warm.
myself to sleep last night, but the cold won't let me be. That's when I woke up and realized that this ain't no place for me, nah. And I can't wait to get back home, where the sun is always nice and warm. Together, and they took me away from the soul alley to a warm place I could stay, and I can't wait to get back home, where the sun is always nice and warm. Chill is gone.
Tab Benoit once again with a title track to his 1992 release on Justice Records, The Disc Is Nice and Warm. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
Support comes from John Slaughter, photographer and author of The Photographic Treatment of Grand Coteau, Louisiana, published by the University of Louisiana at Lafayette Press. More at grandcoteaubook.com. Support for KRVS comes from Restore, located at 215 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Open to the public for shopping new and gently used furniture, appliances, and building materials, with all sales and donations directly benefiting Lafayette Habitat for Humanity. For information on donating items or scheduling a pickup, the number is 371-6030. online at restorelafayette.org.
Back now to 1947 and New Orleans. Music from Roy Brown. This is a tune he wrote that hit version, if I remember right, got to number 13 on the R&B charts. It was taken even higher by Wynonie Harris, and later covered. Tune was covered by Pat Boone and a few other people. Really interesting number. Here is Roy Brown with Good Rockin' Tonight.
Blues. I heard the news, there's good rock tonight. And jumping at the jamboree, crying, hey man, there's good rockin' tonight. Well, sweet Lorraine, Sioux City Sue, sweet Georgia Brown, Caledonia too, they'll all be there, shouting like a mad flying hoy sister, ain't you glad we heard the news, there's good rockin' tonight.
Just because you're pretty and you think you're mighty wise, you tell me that you love me, then you roll those big brown eyes. When I saw you last week, your eyes were turning black. Go find the guy that beat you up, ask him to take you back. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. Now I used to spend my money to make you look real sweet. I wanted to be proud of you when we walked down the street. Now don't ask me to dress you up in satin and in silk. Your eyes look like two cherries in a glass of buttermilk. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell that you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. down. You should join a circus. You'd make a real good clown. Your eyes look like a road map. I'm scared to smell your breath. You'd better shut your peepers before you bleed to death. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me.
From 1951, that was Wynonie Harris doing a cover of Bloodshot Eyes, a recording that took him to number six on the R&B charts that year. Before we heard Wynonie Harris here on KRVS, we heard Roy Brown doing a number that took Wynonie Harris to number one on the R&B charts back in 1948. Again, Roy Brown took it to number 13 in 1947. Roy Brown, originally from New Orleans, doing his Good Rockin' Tonight. Next here on the Blues Box on KRVS, we're going to turn to a lady that though born in Texas and having been a Texas resident for like, what, 31, 32 years now, she has strong connections to Louisiana. We're talking about Marcia Ball. She was raised here in Louisiana, went to LSU. Her piano playing reflects, at least to some degree, influence of Professor Longhair, another classic New Orleans stylist. Here is Marcia Ball from her 2008 disc, Peace, Love, and Barbecue. Marcia Ball with Right Back in It.
Right back in it again. Ain't that the way
Sue Foley with My Baby's Sweeter, Sue, from a disc called Big City Blues, one of a few that she recorded for Clifford Antone's record outfit in Austin, Texas, back in the 1990s. Sue, originally from Canada, she was invited down by Clifford Antone to Austin, Texas. She made Austin her home for a while, as has Marcia Ball. Marcia's been there for quite a number of years. So we heard Marcia Ball from the disc Peace, Love, and Barbecue just prior to hearing Sue Foley. Marcia doing a number called Right Back in It, to Marcia on vocals and keyboards. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. And you can go to our website and support us if you would. We do need your support. You are the public in public radio. You can play it securely online at krvs.org. We're going to turn next to the late great Magic Sam, originally from Grenada, Mississippi, made his footprint in the blues, a big one, in the 1950s, recording for Cobra Records. And he would have made an even bigger footprint if he hadn't have died in 1969 of a heart attack at the age of 32. He was one of the West Side Chicago blues stylists. Here's Magic Sam with a cover of a John Lee Hooker tune.
I was walking down the streets. I saw a friend of mine. We stopped and got a little something to eat. Well, I got on there, look at him. He said, yeah, Sam, what's happening? I told him. Whoa! And the chillin' suit. Don't nobody boogie like me and you. We're gonna boogie. We're gonna boogie. Gonna break a day. Now you know, last night I was laying down. I heard Mama and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama. Then I heard Mama got a machine to old Papa. I love a Mama told Papa about something she heard. And said, look at him, Mama. And don't believe a word. We're gonna do that. We're gonna do that. Gonna break a day. All right, let's bring it one time. Hit it!
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, located at